Hello, everyone, and welcome to this fantastic episode of the Epic Florida Project. I am one of your hosts, Simon. Unfortunately, Phil isn't with me today, as you can probably see if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're not, and you're alone and listening to it, it doesn't matter. You won't hear his dull, dreary voice. Anyway, but I do have a very special guest with me today. It is the wonderful, the fantastic, the incredible Wilson. How you doing, mate?
Thanks for having us on.
Hi.
Seb's really excited to be on. Look at that smile on his face.
Yeah, we've got the wonderful Gaz, the fantastic Seb, and if you might hear in the background, the incredible Christy hiding just in the background a little bit. You might hear her voice popping now and then.
You can hear it. Do you know what she's doing? She's trying to make us laugh. She thinks this is funny. She's trying to make me and Seb laugh.
Blue faces. There you go, guys. You just heard it then. But no, we've got these this wonderful family on now because they are going to Florida very soon. So we're going to get like a pre-trip report on what their thoughts are on what the fantastic, wonderful place that is Florida. So what we'll do, we'll start off first with, obviously, have you been before?
Yeah, we've been to Florida now. How many times have you been, Seth?
It'll be three if I... It was like when I was a baby in my mum's belly.
Yeah, so we've actually been as a family three times. Seb's only been twice, but one of the times he was in his mum's tummy.
He was still there.
He was still there, but obviously he didn't enjoy that time. But this will be our fourth time there, won't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, we had planned on going a few years ago, but obviously with everything that's been going on, this is the first time we've had a chance to get back. So we're excited to go. Yeah. In only 28 days from now.
Yeah.
Well, that was, as I say, that was going to be my next question. When are you going? Obviously, September.
Yeah. So we're going on. We're flying from Manchester Airport on the 14th of September.
It's a bit naughty.
Yeah, it's a little bit naughty because we're actually taking Seb out of school, which some people might frown upon.
Well, nobody on this podcast will be begrudge that. A lot of people do it. It's it's not condoned, but it is the cheapest option.
So. Yeah, and it's not just a cheaper option by a small amount.
It's the funner option. I get to miss some learning.
There you go. But you also learn life stories, so that also helps.
Yeah, of course, and that's the way we look at it. You know, Seb going to Florida, it's an amazing experience. So yeah, we don't mind.
So you said you're going on the 14th. Do you want to tell people how long you're there for? Or
yeah, so we're there for 10 nights. And the next question you're going to ask me, I'll probably answer for you quickly. We are staying at, where are we staying, Steph?
Volcano Bay, is it?
No, we're staying at Cabana Bay.
Oh.
Staying at Cabana Bay. It's probably our favourite hotel, isn't it?
Galaxy Ball.
Yeah, and Seb loves it because there's a bowling alley there.
There you go. So insider tips from the Wilsons as well. So, you like I said, you're going for 10 nights. Is there anything in particular you're going to Florida for that time of year?
I think
your t-shirt gives it away a little bit.
So what's the reason that I want to go?
HHN,
that's right. So that's the main reason I'm going.
The reason I want to go.
And what's the reason you want to go?
To have fun.
Yeah, Seb wants to go to have fun, but no, we've booked the trip based around Halloween Horror Nights. And obviously we're only going to do Universal because we're not massive Disney fans, I'll be totally honest with you. We've done Disney in the past.
Yeah, a lot of people are like that now. Obviously, if you've probably heard from myself, I went in February for a week and we never stepped foot in Disney. So
no,
you can do Florida without doing Disney. It's not part of the package. But you just go. The point of these trips is to have fun and enjoy yourself. And if you enjoy Universal, you go to Universal. And that's as simple as it is.
And I've got another reason I want to go. I've never been to Dave and Buster's before. I want to try it out.
Dave and Buster's.
Yes. See, we've never done Dave and Buster's. Last time we went,
Chuck E. Cheese.
Seb did Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, and we lost, like, you know, them scanning cards. Little story.
Yeah. But no, we're excited to go. Like I said, 14th for 10 nights, staying at Cabana Bay. And what we plan to do while we're there is we're going to book a single night, hopefully at Hard Rock, to utilize the fast passes.
Yeah. So, well, we'll just caveat on that with the HHN bit. The fast passes never work for Halloween Horror Nights, but they do work for during the day at Universal and Island Adventure, just so people don't get confused. Because some people assume that if you get Hard Rock or Portofino Bay or Royal Pacific, that you can get your express passes for Halloween Horror Nights. It doesn't work like that. It's a separate ticketed event. So if you're going to do it, I would recommend, if you're going to do Hard Rock or any of them three hotels, if you're going to ask my advice, I would probably do it on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday when there's not a Halloween Horror Night. So you get more bang for your buck because then you've got 2 days at Islands and Universal Studios longer because the park stays open longer. Because it shuts earlier on the Halloween Horror Nights. But obviously, you said you're going to go for Halloween Horror Nights. Have you seen the recent announcement? We're not going to go into much detail because we're going to do that on the next show of Epic Haunts. But did you see an announcement yesterday of all the originals?
I saw all the originals being released yesterday. I'll be honest with you, I saw it. But what I'm looking forward to is I don't want to watch or see too much of it because I want to go totally and be surprised.
And that's completely understandable.
Because once you start watching one video on YouTube, then you start watching another, and then before you know it, you know all about it. I just want to go totally, you know, without understanding or knowing what's there, you know. That's the plan, I'll be honest with you.
That sounds like a very good plan. Have you got tickets or are you getting tickets when you're there?
So I think the plan is for us is all we've booked at this time now is we've booked the flights, the hotel, we've booked the car hire, and we've booked our 2-week ticket for Universal Studios, Island Adventure, and Volcano Bay. We booked it as a package through Virgin.
Yeah.
So that's all booked, paid for. And then when we get to America, then we're going to do everything else. So we're going to book the Halloween Horror Nights passes. We're going to book the Hard Rock Hotel. And anything else we decide to do, we'll do whilst we're there.
So a bit of a... So no set plan. You're just going to wing it.
Yeah, we're just going to go there. We're going to wing it. Because, you know, when we get there, obviously, I want to come and meet yourself.
Yeah.
I want to meet Phil. You know, there's other friends of mine who potentially will be there. I'm going to hopefully meet them. You know, we've got, I've got a couple of work colleagues who are there who want to come and meet me for a day. And in theory, we're only there 10 days.
It sounds like you're going to be a lot of meeting and greeting.
Yeah, well, we're going to meet a lot of people, you know, potentially we're going to be meeting 5 different lots of people. So, and we're only there for 10 days.
Well, 10 days, you can always organise it where you're all kind of together at the same point and then take it from there. So you said you're going to possibly do Dave and Buster's. Is that the one that's going to be on International Drive near the Icon Park?
Yeah, Seb really wants to do Dave and Buster's. Yeah. And that's because we watched a Despicable 3 vlog from, we're going back 3 or 4 years ago when they did it. And Seb loves arcades. And, you know, he said to me, I really want to go there. So, you know, I said I'll take him.
Yeah, so are you just going to do Dave and Buster's as a thing, or are you going to do like the old Icon Park as well while you're there? Try the wheel, have a look at Epic Universe while you're there. You never know.
I'll be honest with you, we've not even thought that far ahead. No. The only thing that we have really done is we made a list of a lot of restaurants that we want to eat at.
Yeah. So, go on then, elaborate on what restaurants you're looking forward to.
So we're looking at what we want to do is we want to try loads of different places because what tends to happen is if we don't make a list, we end up going to the same places, you know, and I'll be honest with you, we fall into the trap because it's easy sometimes. We end up going to think places like McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I said to Christy, we are not going to McDonald's while we're away.
Well, McDonald's, if you don't already know, that it is the biggest one with a play area in the world, I think. But there is better places out there. McDonald's is, it's easy, convenient. And if you want a pizza, you can go to McDonald's. If you want spaghetti bolognese, you can go to McDonald's. Sounds crazy, but that's the type of McDonald's it is. But yeah, there is a lot more places out there. Possibly, there's a lot of steakhouses. Miller's Ale House, that's probably one. I tried that in February and that was quite nice.
Yeah, so, it's like we want to try, every time we go, we always go to the same place. Like we'll go to Hard Rock, You know, it's like a place that we really want to try. We want to try Margaritaville, you know, on City Walk. We want to try Bubba Gump's.
Yeah.
You know, when we go to City Walk, we're terrible. We end up going to Burger King.
Yeah, you go somewhere you feel is safe, don't you? You don't like try something different.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like this one is going to be let's try something different and see.
You never know.
There's a lot of people have had bad experiences in some restaurants, but other people have great experiences. Unless you try it, you're never going to know. So, that sounds like a very good idea.
Yes. So, we started making a list, which I don't have to hand, but it had about 20 restaurants on it. So I said to Christy, you know, if we're out there for 10 nights, we've got to at least do 10 restaurants, you know, maybe once for lunch, you know, one a day, you know. And what we tend to do when we're in America, it's really strange. We only tend to have one meal a day, and the rest of the meals are snack.
It's actually a very cost saving tip that as well, because having two big meals a day can soon rack up in cost, especially with a family of three. Like when it's myself and Julie, we usually get one meal between us, so we save a lot of money that way, because the portion sizes are a lot bigger. In City Walk, they're a little bit smaller, but you go outside of City Walk, there's a Ford garage I'm looking forward to going to this year.
Despicable Three did a vlog on that, didn't they, recently? Yeah.
And that's one of the main reasons why I want to go. But I'm also a bit of a car nut like yourself, so you want to see the nostalgia side of the Ford thing. So I want to do that, but I'll probably get a meal between us. I've seen the portion sizes; I won't be able to eat all that, and definitely Julie won't. So we usually can kind of go for an appetizer each and a main meal between us, or we'll have an appetizer between us and maybe a main meal each, depending on how hungry we are. And that does save a little bit of money, but it's the portion sizes are mainly what I'm on about here. It's very, very deceiving. So
yeah, I think for us, and the main reason we want to try places is just for the experience.
Yeah.
You know, we've not been back to America now for 3 years, you know, and I said to Christy, let's go and try all these places. You know, let's go and try it. Let's make sure we do places that we haven't been to. You know, another one that we want to try. We want to go to Panda Express. I know it's not special, but you hear all these great things about this orange chicken. I said we're going to go to Panda Express. You know, we're going to try all these different places.
Well, I've actually tried both. I've tried two different Panda Expresses. I tried the one at City Walk, and it's good. But the one further down International Drive is slightly better and a lot cheaper. We're a bit of a tip there as well. Because it's not on City Walk. Everything on City Walk overinflates on prices. But that's where City Walk is. So,
but yeah, well, I think you're paying to be immersed in the atmosphere, aren't you?
Yeah. And with City Walk, it seems to be like a go-to area now. We've not mentioned this on here because we haven't really done it, but there is a curfew on there now for under 21s. They need to be with an adult during the weekends. I think that's going to be mainly, if you're not a hotel guest and you're off site, you need to be with a responsible adult up for under 21s.
Yeah. So, I'll be honest with you, I think I was listening to a podcast this morning, UOP, and I think they mentioned that because there's been some trouble there, hasn't there?
Yeah, there's been, we won't go into details, but there's been some scuffles in the car park between a lot of young youths, and it's caused a bit of an issue. It sounds to me like it's been a regular thing, so they decide to bring this curfew in. It's mainly for the teenage crowd, it's not for the young kids, because the young kids are always with adults anyway. It's very rare out there, but you won't have a problem, you'll be there. With Seb,
yeah, we won't
do it off on his own, so it should be fine.
No.
So let's go back. We've done a bit of City Walk, we've done a bit of International Walk. Let's go back into the parks. So obviously you've not been there for a few years now. What are you most looking forward to in the parks, except for HHN? Is there any particular rides you're looking for? Any shows, or is it just
anything? Obviously, my name's not Phil, and I'm not doing a cheap plug here. Obviously, we do YouTube with an incredible Wilson. The reason we named our channel that was around the Incredible Hulk ride, because it's our favorite ride in the world, best ride we've ever done. And we started the channel for when we went to Florida 3 years ago, and we was going to vlog our Florida trip. Obviously, we never got going, but we decided to vlog anyway, and we're where we are now. So the Hulk is my favourite ride ever, but I keep hearing of many people that Velocicoaster is just going to is just going to blow my mind.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. I think you've heard my opinion on it. It is now my number one in the world. Mako was my number one as well. Was the number one before, because I like the Hulk. I like the original Hulk. I don't like the newer version. I find the newer version a bit more rickety than the old one, and that sounds weird, and people will probably at me for it. But I find the newer version a lot rougher than the original version after it got retracked. But that's just my personal opinion. So obviously looking forward to Island of Adventure. I mean, you've done the Harry Potter areas before.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, believe it or not, we're not massive Harry Potter fans. What we really appreciate is, you know, we appreciate how much work has gone into creating such an amazing place. And we're in awe when we go, but we don't understand it because we've never watched Harry Potter films, which is sort of criminal because, you know.
Well, it's not really. It's to each to their own. If you're not into that kind of thing, if you're not into the magic and mystery, obviously you probably same age. You're a little bit older than me, I think, and you kind of missed the Harry Potter phase.
Yeah, I think
because I didn't get the books.
I look a lot younger than you, but
yeah, well, I don't. No one believes it when I'm saying I'm 40 next year, but no one ever believes me. But when it comes to the film, I've never read the books because I was a little bit too old for the books. But when the last few books came out, I was working in a supermarket and I was on that entertainment side. So I saw the craze that it was Harry Potter. Then the film started to come out and I got the buzz from it. And I don't get me wrong, I enjoy it. It's a great, they're good films, but they're 20 years old now. Crazy to think that them films are nearly 20 years old. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, obviously, as you can see now, Seb disappeared a while ago.
Yeah.
But one ride that me and Seb love, and people are going to hate me for this. We love Fast and Furious ride.
I'm not saying anything. I've said it. If you get on
people
there
always with, judge.
The right time, the right atmosphere, it's great. But
I'll tell you what it was. Me and Seb went to Universal Studios, obviously, 3 years ago. And I remember getting there early in the morning as the park opened. Just me and Seb. Christy, we got up really early.
Yeah.
We were on the moving walkway. We went into the park, just me and him. We went and did that ride first. And it just holds great memories for me. His face at the time, you know, it was absolutely buzzing to be on it. And I was like, this is what life's about. And since then, obviously, we just love the ride. You know, it's like the films. They're not the best films, but we love the films. Yeah. They've got something about them. They're not good films by any stretch of the imagination, but to us, we watch them, me and Seven watch them together, and we can appreciate them for what they are.
Well, like I said, I've always enjoyed the films, Fast and Furious, and then Too Fast, Too Furious. Was kind of thinking I was into the modifying cars when I was younger, possibly like yourself. Never got into massively deep, but I enjoyed watching the engineering side of it. And then it started getting a bit weird. After Tokyo Drift, it started to go to, like, we're now cop killers and chasers and bank robbers, and I'm like, yeah, that's going a bit too far from the street circuit scene that we started off with. But the franchise is what it is. It's the biggest franchise that Universal have got, and they're built a ride. Well, they're not built a ride. They've literally just taken what came from Hollywood and made it into a full
from
ride.
The tram tour. Yeah,
yeah, and it is a bit cheesy, but that's what I like. Go on there. Phil's going to obviously kill himself when he sees these. And what we're saying.
Oh, of course.
Go on
there
with the right people at the right time. And you just enjoy it. It's a party.
We're going to have to drag Phil on it, aren't we?
We're trying to. I'm trying to persuade him, but he's not for having it.
I'll tell you what's funny, because me and Seb had been on it that many times, when you go into the, you know, at the start of the ride, and the pre-show, have you noticed the person who does it, either male or female, they're always called Pat, aren't they?
Yeah, that's not done by accident. It's actually done on purpose.
Of course. And one thing I remember is when the guy said, "So what are we all here for?" Seb, at 6 year old, shouted out, "To party," because we've been on it before. Everyone turned around and laughed. And honestly, it's just for me, it just holds great memories. I'm looking forward to doing that again. But I think when we go on it this time, Seb will turn around and say, Dad, this ride isn't that good, you know.
Yeah, but we'll see. Will. But it depends on what mood you're in. So obviously, Bourne Stunktacular wasn't there when you wasn't last went.
No.
Have you heard or seen anything about it or not?
I've seen people reviewing it. I keep going back to Despicable 3, you know, I watch all their vlogs. Them guys reviewed it and they've said it is just another level. It's amazing.
I've heard it a few times from other people. I think it's the future of theatre. Potentially, it could be the future of theatre because the integration between, we're not going to spoil it too much, but the integration of screen and effects is phenomenal. And I think it's the next level of theatre.
I'll tell you one other thing that I keep hearing a lot about and I've never done. Have you ever watched the horror makeup show?
Every year. Guaranteed. And at least twice. Because the actual actresses change. And when you've got a certain couple, a completely different to another couple. And it's the same show, it's the same effects, the same laughs, but it's presented a different way. So you go into it once, and then you can go into this next day, it's a completely different couple, and you're like, this is completely different. It's kind of weird that it works. And I do believe that when we went, there was plants in the audience, and they've gone away from plants now. They're actually using real people again. Whereas before, they were using somebody in the crowd, but it was actually an actress. Now, it's actually real. It's real people again. Obviously, the situations have changed.
I'm looking forward to that. But yeah.
Yeah, so really, that's really it for me, unless you've got anything else you want to... We've got all the way through. We don't really want to talk about the way you get off the meeting. We don't really want you to go into all the details of what is happening at the end of the holiday, because that's the worst bit, because everyone's got to go home.
Well, the other thing that we are looking forward to, and we cannot wait to do, and I don't know if this is something that you'd be doing, you enjoy, we can't wait to do Volcano Bay.
We've done Volcano Bay a couple of times now. Obviously, I'm staying at Aventura. So a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that the entrance for Aventura is where you're going to walk around to Cabana Bay. There isn't. There's actually a walkway from the back of Aventura, which takes you to the beginning of security, where all the buses are, where Cabana Bay leads you in around the back of the security bit. So you technically are closer at Cabana Bay, but you can still get there from Aventura as well. Yeah, I'll be using that as the pool, really. Because the pool at Aventura is a little bit small.
See, we did that last time we went. Some days Christian would stay by the pool at Cabana Bay. Yeah. And me and Seb, because we could literally walk in through the back entrance, we'd go into Volcano Bay for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, have a bit of fun and then come out, you know.
Yeah.
What you'll probably see is me and Seb, we do wander off by ourselves. You know, Christian likes to relax sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's it. The holidays for everyone. And if one person wants to relax and the other two wants to go off and do rides, that's what it is. Because that's the thing with a lot of people who think about how Universal and Halloween Horror Nights. It's all go. Take your time to relax. If you want to go there and technically have a beach holiday, there is a little beach at Portofino Bay. Royal Pacific. It's not much of a beach, but there is. Obviously, there's one at Volcano Bay as well. So there is relaxation areas to go to. And you just take a holiday as what it is. You've got the time, you've got the time.
Yeah, no, like I said to you, we're looking forward to doing Volcano Bay. Obviously, we're looking forward to doing the parks. The other thing we want to do is we'll probably have a trip down an International Drive, you know. Another thing that Seb loves, he loves going to them really bad shops on International Drive. You know, like the Big Mermaid shop, the Big Orange shop. You know which ones I mean, don't you?
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, they're unique in a fact that everything's all in one shop.
Yeah,
but you could spend 2-3 hours in each one because they're absolutely huge. But you do find some little trinkets in there, little nice things that are a little bit less priced than the Universal stuff because these are not cheap.
Seb, recently he was watching a Tim Tracker vlog and it was an old one, and he said to me, "Dad, we've got to go to them shops." He saw a Minion toy in there. And this vlog is like 2 years old. He said, when we go there, we need to go and see if they still sell them toys. Probably. I said, well, it's 2 year old, the vlog, but I said, we'll go, Seb, we'll go. Yeah.
They probably do. It won't surprise me if they still actually sell them.
But no, we're excited. We really are excited. And you know, what'll be great as well, I'll get to meet yourself and Phil over there.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've met up because we're Bolton through and through.
Yeah, we're Bolton boys, so
we'll get to meet down there. Yeah, but we'll get to meet Phil as well. But no, I'm excited now for it. And like I say, it's not that far away, is it?
No, it's 3 weeks for me and 4 weeks for yourself. So
yeah, so
it's not that long.
Just need to keep working hard now and saving some more money just so we've got more to spend when we get there.
Yeah, that's all what it's all about. So we're gonna wrap it up there. Do you want to plug your socials again? This is your time.
Yeah, well, so we do a little bit of YouTube. So we've got a YouTube channel called The Incredible Wilsons. Me, Christy, and Seb. We just share our family adventures. We do have Instagram and which we rarely use, but yeah, just go and check us out on Facebook.
Yeah, well, all links will be.
On YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. Well, all links will be in the description. If you could do us a favour and like this video, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes or any podcast app you've got. And follow us as well. It's at Tech Project on Twitter. I think it's the same on Instagram. Anyway, I'm terrible with these ones, so I'm going to leave all the links in the description. They'll be in the show notes for the podcast as well. So thank you very much for watching, listening. Thanks, Gaz and Seb. For jumping on,
and apologies, Seb didn't say bye, he just disappeared.
Well,
I think he disappeared because it is bedtime,
Kids are kids want to get up and enjoy themselves. So, with that, I will say good night and see you all very soon.
Tatty, bye bye.
I knew you to do that.